The more you learn to thrive, the more attractive you become. And the more attractive you become, the more you thrive. Hey, this is Todd. Welcome to the Thrive Singles Podcast. Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive. And welcome back to the Thrive Singles Podcast. Thank you once again to everyone who's liked, subscribed, shared, or emailed us. You can do that at ask@thrivesingles.com, by the way. And the podcast continues to grow. Downloads were up again in January by just a hair under 40%. I find that mind-blowing. It feels so good to know that there are so many of you out there who want to get singleness right. And I'm glad I can help with that in my own little way. So today I want to talk about how to be more attractive. Part of the main mission here at Thrive Singles Podcast is to help singles thrive by learning to become more attractive. Those two things are interrelated and synergistic. The more you learn to thrive, the more attractive you become, and the more attractive you become, the more you thrive. So how do you get that ball rolling? How do you become more attractive? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here are a few basics. First, let's talk about physical attractiveness. We tend to think of physical attractiveness as a binary proposition. You're either born with it or you're not. And while it's true that when it comes to body types and facial features, some people are more genetically blessed than others. But thank God that's not the whole story. Even for those of us not born with great genetics, there are still things we can do to become more physically attractive. For instance, it almost goes without saying, but I guess I have to say it, staying in good physical health helps you look and feel more attractive. Never underestimate the value of giving your body nutritious food, exercise, and enough good sound sleep. Like I mentioned a few weeks back, out of shape and sleep deprived is just not a good look. You might need to rearrange your schedule to work in more home cooking, some exercise, and a good night's sleep. It takes a little time and effort, and perhaps forming some new habits, but it's both doable and it's worth it. But it doesn't matter how genetically blessed you are if your grooming habits are lax. And there is just no excuse for habitually going out in public smelling like gym socks or looking like someone just roused you from your winter hibernation. Here again, I feel like this should go without saying, but for God's sake, bathe, brush your teeth, style your hair. Every day. I mean, who knows? Your next trip out shopping at the grocery store or whatever, you could find yourself talking to someone on whom you would like to make a good first impression. And I've been told that you never get a second chance to do that. For those of us not as genetically blessed, these things are especially important. But even if you have been blessed with a great body, those piercing blue eyes, and those supermodel high cheekbones, bad breath is still a major turnoff. All right, I can't emphasize this enough. Even if you are indeed going to Walmart, don't dress like someone from a People of Walmart video, ever. And dress for the occasion. You don't show up at church in a miniskirt. You don't wear flip-flops to a dinner party. Maybe a barbecue or a luau, but, you know, not an actual dinner party. And you never wear a sport coat to the zoo in August, south of the Mason-Dixon line. In other words, dress right for the occasion, the location, and the occasion. And I believe it's also important to dress modestly. Now, I'm not saying to, you know, go around wearing boxy, unflattering clothes. On the contrary, you should dress to de-emphasize your weaknesses and enhance your strong points, but not to the point of showing off. Remember, if you dress to show off your body, the interest you get will be mostly from people who are interested in your body. Aside from that, some of my best advice about clothing would be to go through your closet. If there's anything you don't feel super attractive in, get rid of it. And when you go clothes shopping, only buy clothes that make you feel attractive and confident when you wear them. Ah, confidence. That brings us to the second area of attractiveness. Emotional attractiveness. Physical attractiveness is important, but it's not all important. Equally important is learning to be more attractive emotionally. Even the most physically attractive person is unattractive if they're not, you know, if there's some emotional wreck. The ancient saying is exactly right. Faint heart never won fair lady. Few things are less sexy than self-doubt, and few things are sexier than confidence. And this ties into physical attractiveness and other areas of emotional attractiveness too. It's easier to be confident when you like what you see in the mirror, and if you have your emotions in check and are not needy. Plus, feeling confident helps you to be more open and friendly. Confidence in large part stems from knowing that you're working to better yourself. Each increment of progress and every small victory along the way builds your confidence a little more. You know what else helped me? It helped me to know that a lot of people I thought had it all together so well and appeared so confident, they struggled with confidence too. Even the most attractive women that I hung around in my single years, they struggled with self-image. Basically, I came to understand that we're all in the same boat. We're all on equal footing. We all have to deal with the same stuff. They were no better than me. I could interact with them as equals, even if we were far from equal when it came to physical attractiveness. If you want to thrive and be more attractive to the opposite sex, learn not to be needy. To most people, that's a huge turnoff. It's an opposite sex repellent. It gets you stuck in a cycle of rejection that makes you feel more needy, which makes you even less attractive. I'm not saying to pretend you don't care about other people. Just don't care so much that your emotional well-being hinges on whether a certain person is attracted to you or not. We all want to be liked, but it pays to get to the point where it's okay if not everyone likes you, or even if that certain one person doesn't like you. Different people are attracted to different things, and that's okay. But almost everybody finds neediness unattractive, so acting needy is not okay. Not if you ever want to thrive and be more attractive. My wife, Anita, did some very wise things while we were single. One of the wisest things was something she did when she first felt attracted to me. I mean, she did some of the things I mentioned already. She carried herself well, carried herself confidently, never acted needy. She was always appropriately dressed, well-groomed, and lived a healthy lifestyle. But one of the wisest things she did, the one I want to talk about right now, was that she was always open and friendly toward me, and other people too. Some people have body language that just screams, "Don't come talk to me, leave me alone." People and companies offer entire courses on body language and other social skills. You might want to invest a little money and time in that area. But now, let me just mention a few basic things. Like, listen and pay attention when others are speaking. Don't stare, but do maintain a certain level of eye contact. Ask open-ended questions that give people a chance to show you who they are. Stand or sit at an appropriate distance, you know, not too close where they feel you're invading their personal space, but not so far that they feel like you're trying to get away. Smile. Not some big, fake, cheesy car salesman smile, but a warm, friendly, it's good to see you kind of smile. You know, and that's not even a small part of the tip of the iceberg. For a lot of us, learning to interact with people in an open, friendly, confident way takes some conscious effort and lots of practice. But like all manner of self-improvement, it's worth the effort, and it can make you more attractive. So far we've talked a bit about being attractive physically and emotionally. What about spiritually? There's more to life than the physical and the emotional. We're by nature spiritual beings. If you want to be more attractive, don't neglect the spiritual side of life. What do you believe? Is it a half-hearted belief? Or are you passionate about it? People are attracted to people who are passionate in their beliefs. Nobody's attracted to someone because of their tepid, lukewarm lip service to a cause, no matter how great that cause may be. Are you a Christian, a musician, an entrepreneur, an educator, a bricklayer, a parent? Whatever you are, be passionate about it. And here again, like in all of life, there is a balance. I'm not saying that you corner people and talk on and on about your love of obscure 18th century poets. But if you have the chance, in the course of normal conversation, to talk about your work, hobbies, beliefs, do so with a little enthusiasm. Now, about unattractive things, you can add this to your list of unattractive things. Hypocrisy. If you say you believe something, live like you believe it. Even if people don't exactly agree with your belief, they'll respect you more if you walk it out in your day-to-day life. You're more attractive when your words and actions are consistent. When you live what you say you believe, it gives people a sense that they can trust you. Authenticity is sexy. The things I've talked about so far are very basic. I want to briefly cover one more way to be more attractive, and this is really basic. Love people. Don't be so self-centered, so self-absorbed. Work toward the good of those around you. Instead of always thinking about what's in it for me and how can I make an impression on this person or that person, just treat everyone around you in a loving way. I believe that in the end, to the kind of people you really want to be with, things like truthfulness, honor, gentleness, kindness, and especially love matter. And all of those other qualities ultimately stem from love. Some people won't find these things attractive. Those are not the kind of people whose affections are company you want. It boils down to what I've written about many times before. To what kind of person do you want to be attractive? What do those people find attractive? To be the most attractive person you can be, never stop growing as a person. Don't neglect any area of life, the physical, the emotional, and definitely not the spiritual. And as long as this episode ended up being, it's still nowhere near some complete guide to being more attractive. I do have a lot more blog posts on this subject, though, on ThriveSingles.com, so please go check those out, and while you're there, subscribe so you don't miss out on anything. Oh, and you can still get my free ebook. But if you learn to live your life as a healthy, well-groomed, properly dressed, confident, not needy, open and friendly, passionate, authentic, loving person, that's a pretty good start. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at ThriveSingles.com. And thrive on! Survive.